Security logging is a balance point and a necessary burden. Applications need to be able to log events so that compromises or failures can be researched and remedied. However, there is normally a defined maximum allocation for logs, and logs should never be overwritten. Archive log files should be stored offline for retention and to prevent modification. Something to consider for archived audit logs. Say your organization has an audit log retention policy of 5 years. The system has been decommissioned, and should the system be sent in for a final disposition? The answer on that is it actually depends. If the audit logs are on optical media and can be reviewed on any common system, then yes, the system can be decommissioned. However, if the system uses specialized software or devices, that equipment will need to be retained so that the logs can be accessed if required. Then these ones, we're going to talk about the CAT2 findings associated with security logging failures. The application must actually be able to generate an event to log any audit processing failures, as well as when a low resource condition is met. A low resource condition exists when the allocated size for audit log is reaching capacity. And then the third ID specifies that the application must start auditing when the software is initiated.